more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Hey, good evening. It is Monday. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Mike Peterson. Great to have you here on 1320 WILS. Tonight, we're going to hear from a Fed insider, a woman that spent many years working at the Federal Reserve. We'll find out what's ahead for the Fed. Also, more and more of these Jewish community centers, even cemeteries, now being attacked and being threatened of bombings. We'll talk to the Michigan director of the Anti-Defamation League. Let's begin with the startling news today that Lansing Mayor Virg Bernero announced on Facebook that he will not be running for another term. Bill Ballinger is with us, publisher of the Ballinger Report. That's theballingerreport.com. Bill, great to have you on WILS.
Glad to be with you, Mike.
Last week we talked extensively about Andy Shore and Virg Bernero and what the race is going to be like. How did this news strike you today?
Well, it strikes me, Mike, like our program, I guess, ought to be tossed in the scrap heap from last week, right? I mean, everything we talked about is totally turned around, because who would have expected this? This was a shocker.
He talks about his family, his 91-year-old father who lives with him, and he said that he can't do justice to the city and his family while trying to run a seven-month campaign, so that's why he's not running. What do you think he made the decision in the last several days, or how long of a process would this have been for him?
That's an interesting question, because I mean, there's still 2 months left, roughly, until the filing deadline. He didn't have to make the announcement now. Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting that it came so quickly after Andy Shore announced he's running. Mm-hmm. Let's put it this way, Mike. You and I have heard for years politicians give the excuse of family, right? Family obligations. That's why they're bowing out or they're not going to run for something. Usually we pretty much dismiss that as a very lame excuse. In this case, I think there's some truth to it. I know his 91-year-old father. I've seen him walking along Moores River Drive by the river. He's 91 years old. He, is beloved by his son. And, I think his health is perilous. I think that the mayor decided, look, if I had token opposition this year and I could pretty much mail it in terms of campaigning, mm-hmm. I'll run again. But I think he realized he had a battle on his hand with Andy Shore, and possibly if Judy Brown Clark gets into it too, it could be even more intense. And as he said, 7 months of campaigning was just too much.
Do you think it would have taken a real fight to beat Andy Shore then for him?
Oh, I think it would, yeah. I don't think there's any question that he would have had a battle on his hands. And we don't know about Judy Brown Clark. Remember, first of all, to get to the general election, you got to finish in the top two in a primary. Okay, so you might assume or expect that Virgil Bernero would be one of the two. Mm-hmm. But generally, if you're running and you're an incumbent mayor, you want to make sure you're first in that August primary. You're not second, because that would give your challenger that much more momentum. So I think he realized he was going to have a battle on his hands, not just in the primary, but also in the general election. I mean, both, or I could turn it around. He was going to have a fight not only in the general election, but he could also have one in the primary. And I think he decided, it's just not worth it. I guess the only real question is, what does he do now?
What do you imagine him doing following his being mayor?
Well, I mean, he said he's going on to other opportunities, but I mean, politically, he's kind of stymied. He's blocked by just the way the district lines are drawn for Congress, for state Senate, for state House.
What about the governor's race? You imagine him trying that again? Or?
I cannot imagine him trying it again, but, you never know. Yeah. But, I mean, in other words, he'd have a better chance almost running statewide than he would, I think, running, for anything else. Maybe he might decide, look, let's look at the political landscape in 2018. If it looks like Mike Bishop is maybe vulnerable, he's weak, I could run. I, Virgil Bernero, he's got a strong City of Lansing, Ingham County base. He could decide to take on Bishop.
Bill Ballinger here, by the way, 1320 WILS, theballingerreport.com. He writes about his public service for 25 years now. Do you think with the work he's done, he'd have a lot of opportunities in the private sector also now?
Well, you know, I just don't know, Mike. I mean, again, this is always a question for people who have spent their life in politics. Right. Can they exist outside of politics?
And you were a state lawmaker yourself, right?
Yes, I was.
And what was that transition like to go from that to working?
Well, I mean, I got to tell you, first of all, I went to the federal government. I worked in the executive branch in the Gerald Ford administration. Then I came back to Michigan. I was involved in the executive branch under Governor Milliken. Mm-hmm. But after that, I had to decide, what am I going to do? Am I going to stay in government and politics in some way, shape, or form, or am I going to try and make it in the private sector? I decided to make it in the private sector, mm-hmm. and I got to tell you, you know, depending on what you want to do, it can be a tough battle. Unless Virgil Verdero really has something already set up for himself that we don't know about, you know, it could be a difficult transition. But the bottom line is he's bowing out with very little possibility of political advancement at this point unless something should fall into his lap, like an opportunity to win the 8th Congressional District.
Now, tell me this, but we don't know if Judy Brown Clark is going to be in the race yet, but even if she does enter, how likely is Andy Shore to win the mayor seat here in Lansing at this point?
I think that's going to be a really interesting question. I mean, I think Judy Brown Clark is a quality council person, the most, you know, credible African-American candidate probably since Joel Ferguson way, way back in the 70s to run for mayor. And, you know, I think she'd give Andy Shore a battle.
And what kind of campaign would this turn out to be versus if Mayor Bernero was in it, if it's just Judy and Andy running against each other?
Well, I think it'll be a big fight and battle between Judy Brown Clark and Andy Shore. If Virgil Bernero was also in it, man, we'd have a lot of excitement, Mike, between now and August in the primary, three of them trying to squeeze into two spots to make the final in November.
But really, it's just going to be the two of them, right, Andy and Judy?
Well, I mean, there may be other candidates. Mm-hmm. Maybe other people would decide to get in. First of all, we don't even know for sure. Maybe Judy Brown Clark will decide not to run.
So when Mayor Bernero steps out, do you think this really encourages a lot of people?
Absolutely, I think it does. I mean, give Andy Shore credit. He decided, I'm going to take on the mayor come hell or high water. Now, you can argue he had no choice if he wanted any political advancement because he's term limited in the House.
Yeah.
But the point is, he made that decision. Judy Brown Clark is in a bad situation because she will have to give up her seat on the council to run for mayor. So she's got to make a decision. Do I want to remain on the council for the foreseeable future? Almost assuredly, if she ran for re-election, she would be re-elected. Does she want to give that up for a flyer at the mayoralty? Now, you can say she might have a better shot at it now with Virgil Bernero out of the way, but she's still got a formidable opponent in Andy Shore.
Do you think Andy Shore had any sense that the mayor may not want to actually run against him?
You know, honestly, I got to tell you, Mike, I have no inside information. I do not know. I think this announcement by the mayor took everybody by surprise. Yeah. And I honestly believe probably Andy Shore was surprised as well, but I could be wrong.
Let me ask you this, because part of what he talked about was his fight to save General Motors, keep it here in Lansing. Also, the economic expansion that occurred under while he was mayor. What does this mean for Lansing, not having him as mayor, Virg Bernero?
Well, I don't think it means, I got to tell you, I don't think it means anything, Mike, going forward. I mean, if these are accomplishments that Virgil Bernero wants to talk about, I think he deserves to be able to talk about them. But going forward, I think if the idea is somehow without Virgil Bernero, the city of Lansing is adrift and it's in a hopeless situation and it can't hope to score the economic successes that it did under Virgil Bernero, I think that's wrong. I think Andy Shore is able to deliver some other important victories for the city of Lansing if he's elected. Let's just wait and see. I think he has that capability. He's got the background and the intelligence, and there's no reason to believe he couldn't be a great mayor.
Yeah, is he the legacy of Virgil Bernero? What would you say that is, then, as mayor?
I think the verdict will be on Verge, VV, that honestly he was very energetic, very articulate, and he got a lot done, but he made a lot of enemies. He was a polarizing figure. He was not a likable person. He almost seemed to go out of his way to make enemies. And so I think people will think of him as somebody who was a tough mayor who got things done, but stepped on a lot of toes and maybe left a lot of people in the city feeling dissed.
Yeah, how much personal interaction would you say you had with him yourself?
Well, I mean, most of my interaction with him, Mike, was actually when he was in the legislature before he ever became mayor. Mm-hmm. I did have some interaction with him after he became mayor, and obviously I've watched him perform. Honestly, he has a lot of things in his record to be proud of. So I think he ought to go out on a high note and feeling good about it.
It's Bill Ballinger, founder and publisher of the Ballinger Report. It's theballingerreport.com. Bill, wanted to talk about some state politics. We'll save it for next time and have you on again soon. Thank you very much.
Glad to do it, Mike. Yep.